BSBeavers.com here with Mike Kerfman of the women's basketball team here at Bemidji State. Mike, finally home after a four-game road stand. Minot State Friday, New Mary Saturday. Start with Friday. What you just saw these teams 2 weeks ago, so what does Minot bring, and what do you need to do to find a W Friday night?
Well, you know, Minot, it really starts with them with the two Bogue sisters. Carly Bogue leads our league in scoring, really a dynamite player. I thought Kate Wormack did a good job against her last time. She still scored 29, but she takes a lot of shots, and we really need to control her. It really starts with her. And then her sister Christina, who redshirted last year, and now they're playing together, and she had 25 against us. So, you know, they're going to get their points. We talked about that, but we talked about we need to have it be less than 54 combined points, and then make sure no one else goes off, because they run the floor well. They're a good team. They're fast. They're athletic. It was a good game up there. It was a close game, you know. We end up losing 94-84. We need to shore up some things on the defensive end against them, and starts with transition defense, because, like I said, they want to push the ball.
Last time against UMary, you raced a 16-point halftime deficit with about 12 minutes to go, tied the game, two overtimes, but fell in the end. What does UMary bring? What do you need to do to find a win on Saturday?
Well, they also have a very good post in Linda Murray, a senior. Her and Kate Wormack had a real good battle last time, but they also shoot the three-point shot pretty well. Both Mackenzie Foster does a very good job for them, and so we have to do a good job of containing their three-point shot, but also containing Linda Murray. So we need to do a good job. The other one that does a good job for them is Dietz. And so we have to, they're well-balanced. So it was a battle last time, and I'm expecting a battle, and we're glad we get them both at home.
You guys are on a five-game losing streak, but we talked earlier in the week that you're not playing that bad as a whole. Just have some stretches that sort of hurt you in the end. What have you worked on this week to sort of tighten up those lulls in the game?
Well, we just talked about, you know, we have to have, there's always going to be runs in any basketball game. I don't care, men's, women's division, what division, NBA, WNBA. You just can't have them be such long runs. You can't go 4 or 5 minutes without scoring, or you can't let them go on an 8-0 run. You have to try to minimize those. So we just talked about, you know, taking care of the ball better, making better decisions offensively. Obviously, we need to get the ball with some post touches. We need, you know, Kate to get some post touches. We need Jesse to get post touches, and we need Morgan to get shots. And if we do those things, we have a great chance this weekend.
Mike, thanks. Good luck.
Thanks, Dax.